Letters from Nigeria from the Sisters of Great Bend, Kansas. Ordinary farm girls who lived extraordinary lives in Africa.
Dear sisters, greetings from Nigeria. We have a saying here, you never know how your day will end.
The village was very primitive. The people wore no clothes, or only a few leaves in front and back.
Can you imagine the excitement? Go faster, sister! There's a plane coming from the side!
We had very sick babies on the veranda all night.
The Fulani Woman. Cornelia, you have to tell me about the Fulani woman.
Who?
The letter you wrote about the Fulani woman. I just about cried. You wrote about her beautiful son?
Oh, yes. That must have been in the early 1960s. I'd just arrived in Nigeria, and everything was so fresh, so my letters were more poetical in the beginning.
Well, it was quite a moving story.
I hope that I didn't embroider my writing too much. When I first got to Nigeria, I noticed everything. The shadows in the sun, how Nigerians laughed from their bellies, people staring at me. It was as if the contrast in color had been turned up. So I guess I wrote from that framework.
Can't blame you.
I know this sounds exaggerated, but the boy was stunningly beautiful. You couldn't help gazing at him a little longer than you should.
Was the Fulani woman's son one of your first patients?
No, but I have such a vivid memory of sitting in my room with the curtains blowing in the window and writing that letter about the Fulani woman, her infant on her back, and that beautiful boy. Seems like it happened only a few days ago.
You wrote about it beautifully.
Thank you. I recall that they showed up a few weeks after a really intense harmattan.
I read about those in the letters. Dust storms, right?
Yes.
But you would have been used to them having grown up on a farm in Kansas.
We never got used to the ones in Africa. They came during winter, often out of nowhere, and lasted for days sometimes. Sister Margaret would still be sweeping up the dirt and sand a month later. I remember that she was sweeping the front porch of the clinic when she saw a Fulani woman down the road with a baby on her back and an emaciated boy next to her. He was so very sick that he was leaning on his mother and barely able to walk.
Sister Cornelia, do you see that woman down the road?
That lad doesn't look good. We better get down there and help. Here, Mama, let us help. Here, son, come put your arm around my shoulder. Yes, like that. How long have you been walking?
We come from Bindi, sister.
Oh, that must be a 9-hour walk at least. Sister Margaret, go get Zuti, so he can carry the lad to the infirmary.
Yes, sister.
While sister's doing that, let's all wait here for a moment under the tree. What is your name, son?
Shewu.
How long has your nose been bleeding, Shewu?
A long time.
It bleeds sometimes and goes away, sister.
How long has this been happening? Days? Weeks?
4 months, sister. It's been going on.
Here, let's sit and wait for Zuti to carry you in. He's very strong. Shewu, look at me. Take this handkerchief, put it over your nose, and pinch. That's good. Now look up. There you are. Keep holding.
They're right over there. Hurry, Zuti!
These legs are moving as fast as they need to go.
Oh, there you two are. Zuti, would you please carry this new patient into the infirmary? His name is Shewu. And Sister Margaret, would you please take care of his mother and the baby?
Of course.
Follow me, Zuti, and I'll find him a bed.
Put your arm around my neck, Shehu, so I can lift you. The chicken's heavier than you, boy.
He's not a boy. He is a man.
And we are going to take good care of him. Dr. Sharma only comes once a week, and today is his day. Have you and your baby eaten today?
No, sister.
Are you still feeding baby?
Not much milk, sister.
Well, not after that long walk. Your baby looks very hungry. May we give him a bottle?
Bottle?
Let me get one and show you. Don't worry. Your son will be fine. The doctor's probably seeing him right now.
And who do we have here, Sister Cornelia?
This is Shewu, Dr. Sharma. He came here a little while ago. He and his mother walked all the way from Binji. Here are his vitals.
That's quite a distance.
It took them a few days. He has chronic nosebleeds and a difficult time getting them to stop.
Let me look inside your nose, Shewu. Look up. See, I'm just going to put this inside your nose very carefully. Yes, yes, very good. Do you bleed on one side of your nose or on both sides?
Both.
How long have you had these nosebleeds?
His mother says that the nosebleeds have been going on for about 4 months.
Does he nosebleed every day?
Yes, sometimes.
It's difficult to stop the nosebleeds once they start.
Any bleeding from your gums?
Yes.
I'm going to order some medicines that will help stop some of that bleeding. Thank you, Shewu. Sister, a word?
I've never seen these symptoms before. I'm surprised that he's even alive after that walk here.
Well, we can do some blood work, but really, he's got to see a specialist as soon as possible. How soon can you get him to one of the hospitals in Kaduna or Kano?
I'll drive over to Nigerian Airways right now. The boy is so pale and weak. I still can't believe that his mother let him bleed like that for 4 months.
Well, I can. This chart says he's 17.
I know, he looks like he's 12.
Such a beautiful child. Heartbreaking. Well, I'd better see about the vitamin K shots right away. It should help with the coagulation, but he's going to need more than we can provide.
I'll check, but I'm pretty sure that all the flights have gone out for the day.
Well, let me know where you're going to get a flight so I can radio the hospital and let them know. He'll need an ambulance to transport him to the hospital.
Thank you, doctor. I'm going to check on the mother before I head out. How are we doing, Sister Margaret? Now that's a happy baby. Oh my, life is so much better on a full belly, isn't it, little one?
I'm so glad that the mother let me bottle feed the baby.
Where is she?
On the porch. Exhausted, worried. But she's had food and is resting some. Looks like this little baby will be nodding off soon. Poor little sweetie.
After Mama's rested, get her and the baby the things that they'll need to wash up. We can launder their clothes.
What about her son? She's asking.
It's not good. I'm just heading out to see if we can get them on the earliest flight to one of the hospitals in Kaduna or Kano. You can tell her that.
I've never seen these symptoms. Lord knows we've seen everything else.
Indeed. The mother. You know, I don't even know her name. It's been so crazy around here. She's going to want to be near her baby. I don't think that we're going to get Shewu on a plane today.
The dispensary is full.
I know. We'll make a bed for her on the porch. She'll be near the lad, but not so close that she and the baby will disturb him. I want him to rest. Oh, and please tell Sister Jana to keep checking on the vitamin K shots that Dr. Sharma has ordered for him. Father Hughes is probably going to have to go get them.
Of course. I'll tell them.
Well, I'd better head over to the airstrip and see about those tickets.
I'll be saying a lot of prayers for this one.
Hello? Sister Cornelia?
Dr. Sharma, what are you doing here?
I stayed over an extra day. How's the Fulani boy? I couldn't find him.
The same. He had another long nosebleed this morning.
I'd hope the K-shots would have prevented some of that. I take it that he's left for Kaduna?
In a few hours. He's at the airport now with his mother and the baby.
That will be £19, sister.
For what?
2 tickets. To Kaduna.
Sister Cornelia made arrangements yesterday and nothing was said about paying.
Sister, I don't own that plane. That woman has to pay.
Her boy is very sick.
Don't look at me that way. I got no money for these tickets.
Well, can you at least hold the flight until I get back with the money?
I'm not gonna make no promises.
Well, try. This patient has to get to a hospital. Shewu, you and your mom wait here. I'll be right back.
You're back here early.
They won't let the Fulani boy on the plane.
Why, for heaven's sakes?
They want money.
I thought that I had that arranged.
They want £19. Where are we going to get the money for that?
Looks like we're going to have to pass the hat.
We've been doing a lot of that lately.
Connie, would you come over here and help me with this bed?
Sure, Sister Bernadette.
Pass me that set of sheets. This was that poor Fulani boy's bed.
Did they get a flight for him?
Yes, today, thank God.
Where did they send him?
Kaduna.
How long does it take to get to Kaduna from here?
It's about 150 miles, so just a puddle jumper.
He was so weak. How could he have walked all that way here in that condition?
He had no choice, dear. You're still pretty new. It takes a while to deal with the realities of life and medicine here. We do the best that we can with what we have. I'm afraid that you're going to lose more patients here than at St. Rose in Great Bend. I wish it weren't so.
I know, sister.
I know you know. But it's harder to see it than imagine it. It's a tough initiation. We've all gone through it. All you can do is your best.
I hope that I can.
You really are doing so well here. You're not going to hear it very much because we're so busy. But all the sisters are very grateful that you are here. You're saving lives just by being here. But in some situations, it's beyond our control. All we can really do is pray.
I know, sister.
Sister Bernadette, Connie, did you hear what happened?
No.
No?
Nigerian Airways won't let the boy and his mom on the plane.
Why ever not?
They have to pay for the tickets. £19. I'm passing around the hat.
I don't have much.
My parents just sent me some birthday money. I'll go get it.
You got the money, sister?
Yes. Here's your money.
Why you look at me like that?
Well, at least you're not charging for the baby.
Here are the tickets, sister.
Thank you. Okay, Mama. Here's the tickets. There's one for each of you, and the baby goes on your lap. There'll be an ambulance waiting at the airport to take you to the hospital.
Would you two ladies like some tea?
Didn't I say that Alice takes such good care of me? Thank you, dear. You can put the cups over there.
Your pills are right next to the water pitcher.
Thank you, Alice.
So what happened to Shewu?
He died.
Oh, no.
3 weeks after we put him on the plane, his mother, baby on her back, came walking down the road to our dispensary. She was exhausted and had next to no clothing on. Her son died 2 days earlier. She had sold her clothes and, with help from the sisters in Kaduna, purchased a railroad ticket to Gusau so she could come to tell us about her son.
That poor soul. Did you ever find out what the boy had?
No. But from her story, it's likely that it was leukemia. At Kaduna, he'd been given several transfusions, and became strong enough to be ambulatory. But then he had a relapse and died bleeding from his mucous membranes.
So the Fulani woman came back with nothing, not even her clothes.
Well, she still had her baby. They were very hungry, as you can imagine. So we, of course, gave them something to eat. She took a bath, native fashion, via bucket, and then had a nap. While she slept, we bathed the baby. Among our clothing donations, we found a dress for her, which made her very happy. We even found an extra mat, and, of course, packed some food and water for her long walk home. It was the very least we could do. She was very sad over the loss of her son, but kept thanking us for our help and talked about the kindness of the sisters and doctors in Kaduna. Made us all feel very humble that God used us as his instruments.
Did she stay with you very long?
No, her husband was ill. So the next day, the dear lady put her baby on her back and headed off down the road, waving us a farewell with her precious souvenirs. The ticket stubs from Nigerian Airways.
Oh, my Lord, Cornelia.
Well, this was what Nigeria was like when I was there. Much grace and a lot of tragedy.
Who was the woman who gave her birthday money? She figured a heroine in the story.
Connie Wagner. She was a local girl from our parish. We had nurses from home who came over and volunteered for periods of time. And Connie, oh, she was a good one. So kind and really a good nurse. She brightened up the place.
I noticed that in the sisters' letters home. It's interesting how the church cycled people in and out all the time. Seems like there were a lot of people going from one place to another just to get a break.
It was hard not to get burned out. It could be very intense and overwhelming over there. Every 3 or 4 months, a sister might go to another convent in Nigeria for respite, to get a change of scenery, especially when the weather turned. It could be brutal hot and oppressively humid, especially in the south. The Harmattan season was pretty miserable, too. We had a compulsory stateside leave every 2 or 3 years. Some of us didn't want to go, but in the end it was a wise thing to do.
Sounds like it.
More than a few sisters came home on medical leave because of the diseases, especially malaria.
You came down with it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was almost an occupational hazard over there.
I'll bet. So tell me, Cornelia, did you really think that Nigerian Airways was going to pay for the Fulani woman's tickets?
That was so long ago. I guess that I must have.
Seems like your magic didn't work like the time that you talked that used car dealer into donating a car.
Hmm?
For the AIDS clinic that you worked for in the 80s?
I did? Oh, yes. I suppose that I did.
Must be a practice skill.
Well, the clinic needed a car badly, so I just gave him my baby cow eyes and shut my mouth.
Worked like a charm, eh?
He didn't need that car anyway. It had been sitting on the lot for months.
Well, it sounds like it worked out well. The clinic got a car, and the car dealer got some tokens to shorten his purgatory time.
He needed them. More tea, dear?